The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here. I hope you continue to stay here after this next segment. But I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Joins us as well.
That was very ominous.
Yeah. Well, I have to apologize. I have to apologize to Megan Reindel. I have to apologize to Hannah Nancaro Woods. I often will take, and anyone out there that watches trash reality TV shows as much as they do. Your wife's huge into it. My wife is. I'm not. And I look at it. For my personal opinion is like, man, this is like the worst of the worst. And our buddy Matt Janella is like right in the middle of it.
He's
right
on. Now. He's on it. The trashiest of the trash reality shows.
Real Housewives, right?
Yes. He's the Real House husband of Orange County.
Right. And so, but there are people that live and die with this stuff. That's fine. That's your thing. It's not my thing. I, frankly, have gotten caught up for, you know, an hour here and there and gone, what is this guy? This guy lives where? And he's trying to marry this woman. And he wants a, you know, he wants a green card. And that's why they're doing this. Are they really in love? But that's really where it starts and stops. My wife watches every single one of them. And for me, I'm like, oh man, I would much rather learn about some new band or some new movie or whatever. I'm more of that era. But I have to apologize because I kind of get it now. As I fell down this rabbit hole last night for 2 hours. Ben, do you know the name Zach Bryan?
Yes, country music's Zach Bryan.
Correct. Very, very talented guy and had a huge year.
Why are all country artists named so similar? There's Zach Bryan, there's Luke Bryan, there's Zach Brown. There's,
I don't know.
They're very hard to keep track of. I couldn't like tell you which songs each one has, but I know they're all country music artists.
Well, so I started seeing some clips come out yesterday about a breakup that he's going through. And again, I typically don't really care about these things. But I don't know why I clicked on it, but I did. And it's his ex, and her name is Brianna LaPaglia. But she goes by Brianna Chicken Fry. Don't know why. And I started listening to a podcast that she did. And basically spilling all of the, a lot of the tea about their breakup. And I remember when it happened, I went, oh, that's a bummer. I mean, I didn't really care that much. Zach Bryan. But I fell into this rabbit hole last night and I listened to an entire podcast, hour and a half.
My God.
About this. It was Barstool's BFF podcast. I'm also not a Barstool guy. It's a little, I'm a little bit older, you know.
She hosts that show.
She hosts that show. And she was on it talking about this breakup. And for whatever reason, I watched her like little clip. And I said, well, I have to go listen to this. And I went and I turned the football game off to go listen to the BFF podcast. And I'm quite embarrassed by it. But I was fascinated and riveted, and I couldn't stop.
So this is
texted me at 7:55 p.m.
Usually, by the way, what am I doing at 7:55 p.m.?
Going to bed.
I'm in bed. I'm going to sleep.
said, I'm listening to this podcast with Brianna Chicken Fry about Zach Bryan. Not sure what the F my problem is.
Correct. That's how it started.
So obviously, what? This isn't just the normal breakup. Hey, you know, it was fun, but things just aren't working out. We're going to go our separate ways. There's more to this story, obviously.
So much more.
Okay.
So much more. Now,
but also, not really.
Not really. Well, it was more than. Originally, when it came out, she said I was blindsided. I was devastated and blindsided.
Happens.
Right, and
people get dumped.
They don't.
They don't know why. They don't understand it.
And she, he had posted some Instagram thing, and she said, "Well, that's how I found out originally. That's how I found out about our breakup." And I'm like, So I went and listened to her podcast, and I go, "No, you knew about it." And she's, you know, being really forthcoming with all this stuff. But I, you know, my main takeaway from it after listening to it all. As I said, I'm so glad that this stuff didn't exist when I was in my 20s. And somebody would actually go on a podcast and be like, so listen to what he did. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I really dodged a bullet in all of this. And I listened to this for an hour and a half. And I, you know, I feel bad for her because she's so upset.
Welcome back to Deep in the Woods. It's the podcast about Stephen Woods and his love life.
And just, I mean, so, but the most interesting part, dude, is that he asked her, his team, asked her to sign an NDA for $12 million. And she had to grapple with this for a week. And the whole thing was
about. So she gets $12 million, and all she has to do is not talk about him and the breakup.
Correct.
Easiest $12 million you'd ever make.
That's what you'd say.
Does anyone
right?
want me to sign an NDA? I'm more than happy to do so.
So you say that.
About anything.
So, but then I started thinking, well, what kind of stuff went on for $12 million? You know what I mean? Like,
a lot of money.
That's a lot of dough. And so it was actually kind of interesting, her thought process on the whole thing.
I saw just the clip that you probably yeah. the same one that you went then and listened to the whole podcast and was. He bought a house for her,
uh-huh.
for both of them?
Both of them to live in.
And she could have stayed in the house? Something
yeah,
about
stayed
the
stayed in the house. We're going to give her a New York apartment and $12 million. And she basically said, I'm not taking your blood money, which I thought was pretty admirable. Now, she said, I don't know what kind of career I'm going to have. In 5 years, am I going to look? I'm Brianna Chicken Fry. Am I going to go back in 3 years and be like, oh, my God, I turned down $12 million.
I would think yes is the answer
just
to that
keep
question,
my mouth shut. But she keeps
How much does a Barstool successful podcast host make?
I don't know. But, I mean, that's a lot of dough. It's a good lump sum payment. So I don't know, man. I got deep into this thing. But I listened to it and I went, but think about it, Benny. What's your soul worth? You know? And she goes, I really want to sit here.
Less than $12 million. Just personally.
For $1,400.
Charisma says in the chat, I wouldn't be surprised if Portnoy was like, I'll just give you the $12 million not to sign it and then talk about it on our platform.
It's crazy.
All right, so what
I could see
what did she say? I mean, what do we know?
She turned it down. She right. said, I'm not.
But she didn't.
I'm not
did she violate
it.
The NDA yet? What did she
oh,
say?
Oh, yeah. I okay. mean, well, she didn't sign it.
Right.
She's not going to sign it. So there is no violation.
So she can't violate
she
it.
Can't violate
it.
If she didn't sign it, she's not going to get the money.
Okay, fine. She didn't sign it. What was so pressing that she needed to get off her heart that it was worth not taking $12 million
so
that she had to say about
she
it?
She wanted to just be able to speak her experience. And
right.
Which, again, I listened to it all and I went, you guys broke up. And it didn't sound like she talks about like some emotional abuse. Look, they're both, he's 28, a multimillionaire, she's 25. It was like two young people breaking up is what I heard. And I just went, holy crap, dude, I can't. Like, I spent an hour and a half listening to this. Now, I'll probably go follow up today and listen to more. I think I'm in all the way on this. But I listened to it and I just went, man, this is a different world where somebody's breakup, your personal life is just, I'm pretty open with my.
You have to put out a statement.
Yeah, I'm pretty open with my personal life. It was gnarly. Like, listening to it was gnarly. So, do you turn down $12 million? You don't, do you?
I don't.
You take the money.
You know, Tony says she has integrity. Integrity is worth $12 million. I don't know that anyone's asking her to sacrifice her integrity.
But if you can't speak about your truth and what happened for money, that's.
You almost have to, like, walk away. Take the 12 and walk away, because you can't come back to your show, your platform, your podcast, and just
not talk about it.
But most people, I don't know most people, but certainly a large segment of people, I would be one of them. I wouldn't talk about previous relationships.
Anyway. But you don't host a podcast about your relationship.
True. But, you know, I think discretion is always a good choice and is not, I don't think you're losing integrity by not talking about and spilling details about a relationship that went bad. Carlo, that doesn't mean you lack integrity. Well, she's not telling us all the dirt about what went on behind the relationship. It's actually, there's kind of less integrity when you air it out for everybody. I feel like there's more integrity of just, you know, all right, this is private and I'm keeping it private and that's fine. That's not,
well,
that's not showing a lack of integrity.
That's taking money for it, is. Think it private. Hey, guys, I'm not going to spill the details of my relationship. I'm keeping it private. You're keeping it private because you took $12 million to keep it private. I don't know how much integrity is in that. You're paying me off to not talk. Anyway, it was fascinating. It was fascinating, and I apologize to Megan and Hannah and everybody else I've made fun of, because I get it. I kind of get it now. Have you watched any of The Real Housewives?
I have not. Our chat is going pretty strong on some of the things that have popped up. I did see the clip where our friend Maddie Janella got yelled at by one of the big-time housewives last week on an episode.
I wouldn't mess with Maddie Janella.
No, but he seemed a little confused by the whole thing. Like, why are you yelling at me? I didn't do anything. What did I do? And apparently they did get into one of the housewives' like boyfriends was involved in the Ipe.
Oh yes,
Shohei.
They talked about that
gambling, and apparently that popped up last night as well. His involvement in being like the money guy behind Ipe's bookie, essentially, and part of that. So that popped up on the show as well. They have no problem creating dramatic storylines, apparently, on The Real Housewives.
Well, and the thing about this one, though, is that now he's pissed off Dave Portnoy, who is the most petty human alive, and he's going, I mean,
Zach Bryan has.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And it's the drama from this is not going to end, so gives me something to watch.
Dave Portnoy was part of a diss track?
They did a diss track, and then Warner Music took it down immediately. Look, Zach Bryan, I'm not the world's biggest fan. I think he's a pretty talented dude. But I read it and I was like, oh yeah, you're an idiot 28-year-old, no question.
He just released a song. What's
called The High Road.
Today's the 8th, so yesterday. High Road.
It's like rap beef, but not. You know? So it was
not body like a high road.
Body, no. No, not body like a high road.
It was like this summer we had Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
And now we have
Brianna Chicken Fry. Zach Bryan. What was that post you told me about like a week ago or 2 weeks ago? It was like,
oh yeah.
So you're telling me.
My wife just told me.
There's Zach Bryan who's different from Zach Brown who has a song called Chicken Fried, but it's not Zach Bryan
Brian's
who's
girlfriend.
Dating somebody named Brianna Chicken Fry. It's so good. Dude.
There's also Kane Brown and Luke Bryan. And,
yes.
I mean,
yes. Look, I got hooked. I mean, it got me. I was hook, line, and sinker. And I'm texting Paulie going, I just don't understand what, like, they broke up. It's a bad breakup. He said, I can't do this anymore, right? Which is always they've been together a year. I can't do this anymore. She's like, are you effing kidding me? I've changed my whole life for you. Then he goes out and parties for a few days. And then he's like, no, never mind. I need you. And she says, okay, I'll come back. And then he's like, no, actually, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm like, he led a girl on and messed with her and, you know, broke her heart. And now he's toast.
I mean, there's very few relationships that are just totally cool with how they end.
Correct.
I mean,
correct. Like, hey, love you.
You know what? I agree.
See you later.
Fantastic. We had a great time, but we're both ready for it to be done. What a fantastic breakup this has been. It rarely goes that way.
Juan goes, a man that doesn't know what he wants. Of course, that's it. 28-year-old man has no idea what he really wants in life. And I listened to this and I went, this guy's toast. I mean, he's toast. So I'm embarrassed.
My wife explained to me that Zach Brown, Zach Bryan, and Luke Bryan are three completely different people who happen to work in the exact same industry.
Yep.
And the one who dated a girl named Chicken Fry had nothing to do with the song called Chicken Fried, and I have brain bleed. lead.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and again, like, it takes some men and women a long time to mature. He's not there yet. He was, as much as he did the, he's a love bomber, right? The love bombing, you know what love bombing is?
No.
Meet somebody, you fall head over heels. Oh my God, I love you. You're my soulmate. We're going to be together forever. I can't believe this. Let's buy a house. We're going to move in. And then about a year in, you go, uh-oh, I think I screwed up. Right? You love bomb. It's just okay. And then after that, it goes south. And that's what happened here. So
I saw that he posted a while back, like the statement or whatever, like announcing the breakup. And he said, she has loved me unconditionally for a long time, and I'll always thank her. I have had an incredibly hard year personally and struggled through some pretty severe things. I thought it would be beneficial for both of us to go our different ways.
Then they found homie on a dating site that night after he posted that. So, I mean, he's an immature idiot, you know, and that's what happened. But he's on blast now, and it's over. Listen to how I'm talking. I'm a 49-year-old man.
All right. Do we want to talk bad breakups and open the phone lines?
I'm all in on that, but that was... I couldn't believe that I got so hooked on it. So I apologize.
You were texting me. I was like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I don't.
Paulie's like, I don't care about this.
I was like, it would make more sense if I was trying to explain maybe that situation to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were explaining it to me.
If you did it to me, my eyes would have glazed over.
And I was
over.
Just like, no, what?
Yeah, Paulie's like, no way.
No way.
Are you kidding?
And then you're like, no, you don't understand, bro. Like, look, listen to this clip.
I'm embarrassed.
Whoa.
Well, while you continue on your rabbit hole, we're actually going to a movie tonight.
What movie?
We're going to see Conclave. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
It's Stanley Tucci's in it. Love him. Ralph Fiennes.
What is that horrible Stanley Tucci movie you recommended? The one movie he recommended.
Big Night.
Oh, my God.
Love that movie.
Big Turd is
this
more
is
like
about,
it.
This is about, like, the selecting of a new pope and conclave and kind of the drama and behind the scenes, apparently. Deep secrets.
You will fall asleep within the first 30 minutes.
We're going at 5 o'clock, so hopefully I won't fall asleep at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
But we already have our tickets.
Tyler says it's good. Are you going to the fancy movie theater?
We're going to one of the fancy movie theaters, yes. There really are very few non-fancy movie theaters nowadays.
Conclave was really good. Everyone's saying it's really good. Stanley Tucci, but that movie you recommended was a turd.
I disagree with
Big
you.
Big Turd is what it was called.
Big Night.
Big Taint.
Tony Shalhoub, Stanley Tucci.
This is horrific. Horrific.
Movie. Mini Driver.
Oh, it was horrible.
It's such a good movie.
It was so bad.
Such a good movie.
Oh, my God.
We'll fight about this when we come back. More Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a little minor, unsurprising baseball news breaking during the last couple of minutes. The New York Yankees have exercised their option for manager Aaron Boone to return in 2025.
Wow.
Didn't realize that there was ever a possibility of him not returning in 2025, but now it is official. He will be back.
So is that's a 1 year?
One more year.
Lame duck.
I was told that we weren't supposed to do that, especially coming off a World Series season. Padres didn't even make the World Series. They didn't even make the League Championship Series, but they felt it was important to extend Mike Schilt. We talked to the skipper yesterday and discussed his contract extension. Aaron Boone doesn't get one. Is that more telling that he's not getting one about how they feel about him than say, hey, you know, we're happy with Aaron Boone. That's why we're picking up his contract option. Well, if you really were happy with him,
you would extend him.
You would be giving him a contract extension. And that has not happened, and Brian Cashman has indicated it's not a priority either for the Yankees.
Brian Cashman also gaslit the hell out of the media last week. I think it was at the GM meetings, actually, this week. And they were talking to him about, he's got some guys on his squad that are interviewing in other places, and one of the guys is like his base running coordinator. And he said, well, you know, we'd hate to lose him. We are one of the best base running teams on the planet, and that's just not the case. And all the Dodgers were coming out and talking about how poor they are at base running and defense.
The team
and
in
things.
Which your own play-by-play announcer, John Sterling, yeah. says that you run around like drunks on the base paths, and, well, that's just what we do, is running around like drunks.
It is weird, like, to have Brian Cashman. It's weird that, like, Brian Cashman wasn't like, yeah, we need to clean up our defense. Yeah, we need to clean up our base running. Like, it's very, very strange to have a GM tell the public that when the public goes, we watched the games, we saw exactly what happened.
It's not a mystery, though. Executives will sometimes be very forthcoming and outright and honest when it serves their interest to be so.
Correct.
And when it serves their interest to be deceptive and gaslighting, then they'll go that way. And if for whatever reason Brian Cashman knows, well, we're not actually making a change, so now we better make it seem like we're really happy with everything. But if they're about to make a change, all of a sudden you'll hear, yeah, we felt like we needed, you know, it was an area of concern for us and we've decided to address it. That's how they think when, you know, speaking to the public, their words will reflect their self-interest in what, you know, they want you to hear based on decisions they probably already made.
Don't you lose so much? You're talking about integrity. Don't you lose so much integrity and credibility when you get in front of the media and you say, I know what you saw, but what you saw isn't actually right. We are a really elite team at running the bags. When everyone goes, no, you're not. And in fact, the team that whipped your ass in the World Series says, it's one of the biggest deficiencies we saw in them is that they don't take good leads. They don't take secondary leads. They're horrible base runners.
Do you lose integrity?
Shouldn't you?
Maybe, but it's not really a prerequisite for the job.
Fair.
You're not trying to get, you're not trying to win people over. You're trying to win games. And if that requires lying and being somewhat unscrupulous and lacking integrity, do we think Bill Belichick was a paragon of integrity?
I just don't think he gave you anything. I don't think he gave you anything one way or the other.
Well, he gave you Spygate and Deflategate. And, I mean, you know, it wasn't an organization noted for integrity. It was an organization noted for winning. And ultimately, fans would rather have an organization that wins and may not feel that great about how they do it,
yeah, I mean,
rather than one that, boy, I love how well our team, you know, relates in the community. I love, you know, how honest and what great citizens they are. It's a good thing to have. I mean, Peter Seidler, you felt pretty good about rooting for the San Diego Padres,
yeah,
with Peter Seidler as the owner because of the kind of person that he was. Promise you, though, if the Padres were going 68-92 with Peter Seidler, It's not gonna be that much of a salve as a Padres fan. Well, yeah, we may be one of the worst teams in baseball,
but we're good guys.
We got a great owner who's a really great guy.
Michael asked a great question, and I think we've answered it. He says, do you think Schilt lost integrity after doing that all season? Yeah, to us, but not to his players. You know, and again, we've said this like a mantra. I don't know what happened behind closed doors, but yeah, I mean, there would be times that we'd talk to Schilt or he'd do the post game, and it's like, well, we know what we saw. You can't tell me, like, I'm looking outside. The sky right now is as blue as I've ever seen it. Paulie turns around and goes, that's not blue, dude. That's red. I'm like, bro, I'm looking at a blue sky. It's not. It's red. You're out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know colors, man. You're an idiot.
It's blue.
It is blue. God, it's beautiful blue. And so, yeah, I think the answer, Michael, is yes, but only to us. You know, as long as he has his players back and they play hard for him, I really don't care.
I think as sports fans, we can also respect a good lie every now and then that's in so service
true.
Of...
So true. Of chemistry and yeah. and for the greater
or
good.
Or even strategy.
Strategy.
Shohei Ohtani playing the last three games of the World Series with a torn labrum. Dodgers certainly weren't going to say, oh, he's got a torn labrum. We're going to keep him out there. He's going to be completely ineffective over these next three games. You'd be crazy to walk him because there's pretty very little chance he's going to get hits. His power is going to be way down. No, they're going to downplay the injury and put him out there as a threat
yeah.
and see if he can draw some walks, get him on base a few times. But they knew that at that moment, they no longer had Shohei Ohtani. They had someone wearing Shohei Ohtani's uniform. Yeah. Now, a very mortal baseball player other than the fear that he instilled into the other team. And the only way they could do that was by lying about what truly was wrong with Shohei Ohtani. Otherwise, they could have just benched him. They could have, you know, shut him down and ended the World Series without Shohei Ohtani and probably had a more effective player out there. But yeah. they decided that the mystique of Shohei Ohtani was worth more than a healthy player that could have been in there instead of him.
Yeah, I can dig that. That's gamesmanship. That's just it's interesting. Yeah, Michael says, I guess that answers your question then about the Yankees saying they're a good base running team. It ends up not mattering. I think my point was, it's weird to hear that from Brian Cashman to Yankee fans. You know, like that. That is different. It's different than San Diego. It just is. It is. I mean, they know what they saw. And we knew what we saw.
We also know what we see.
Yeah, we know what we
saw.
We're
not different from baseball fans in New York in that
But place. He's been there 30 years and has been, I'd say, more forthright before than he is now. Does that make sense? It's different for him. This is our first year of Shilty. I expect nothing but the same next year, by the way. Hey, so what happened there? Nothing. It's all good. Oh, okay. So he dropped that ball. Yeah, he didn't drop it. Ball came out of his glove.
It's different. Watch
different.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. It's interesting. Yeah, lies are okay. Ben Higgins. Little white lies.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, there is a point where if your organization is simply built on a house of cards and nothing but lies, probably not a good thing for your team.
That's fair enough.
But occasionally, yes, you're going to play fast and loose with the truth as a professional sports organization.
Okay.
Take a timeout. Phones are open, 833-288-0973. You've got your own Padres trade proposals that aren't insane. Please share them with us.
Or your insane ones are good,
that's
too.
True. That's kind of fun those as well. 833-288-0973. San Diego Wave did something yesterday that I don't think it's big news, but I can't even imagine what would happen if this was going on in other sports. Can bring that up as well. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Woods wants your most insane Padres trade proposals. The ones that make us question your sanity. Have you committed? 833-288-0973. I know it's probably not going to resonate huge. It's the offseason just started. It's the NWSL. But the San Diego Wave announced something yesterday that I thought was kind of interesting, Woods. I just want to bring it up quickly. They signed a college player named Trinity Byers out of Stanford. Really good college player. What makes this interesting is that this is the first signing in the league and really in like North American professional sports after doing away with their draft. The NWSL is the first league that has said, we're not doing a draft anymore. If you're coming out of college, you're just a free agent like every other player.
That's right.
And the Wave went out and signed. Okay, well, she's like the best college soccer player. We're just going to sign her now. And, you know, she obviously is going to make more than she probably would have if he had just been drafted and couldn't negotiate with any other team. But she went out there and negotiated. Imagine if all of a sudden the NFL said, you know what, we're not going to do a draft anymore. And all those college quarterbacks, you're just free agents. As soon
as
you're
to go to college,
you don't have to go to college. But if you are,
if you're a really good high school female soccer player, can you just forego college and become a free agent?
I would think so.
Yeah,
yes,
probably.
I would imagine you can.
Don't they sign like 12-year-olds?
Just whenever you whenever you say you're eligible, you're ready.
I'm ready.
Then you go sign. Now, if you say you're ready at 12, if you're good, you might have a lot of interest, but they might not be ready to give you
money.
You know, a lot of money. But, you know, with this Trinity Byers case, she was very well proven on the college level and signed her for a 3-year contract with a mutual option. I'm sure, you know, contract not disclosed terms, but I'm sure she did quite well.
So yeah, like you said, everybody's a free agent. It's funny because Paulie and I had a combo on the phone yesterday about how. So the NWSL season is over, correct? They've crowned a champion and everything, yeah?
Correct.
So
No, they're just in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
So they're
in wave season's over.
Right, wave season's over. They didn't make the playoffs, but they're starting the NWSL playoffs.
So they're in the playoffs. Playoffs are still going on. Teams are signing players for next year's roster.
Correct.
Could you imagine if the sport that we love so much actually did things like that and signed free agents like
like Paul Skeens last year.
Other sports.
If there wasn't a draft and Paul Skeens was simply a free agent.
L.A. Dodger.
What the difference that would look like.
Yeah, he wouldn't be a Pirate.
I love Paul Skeens.
Love Paul Skeens.
Yeah, but he would not be a Pittsburgh Pirate.
He would not
There's
be
no
a
chance he would be a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Would anyone ever be a Pittsburgh Pirate?
We were bitching about how slow Major League Baseball offseason can be, and I go, dude, now you're starting to come around on basketball a lot more lately, but what can Major League Baseball, and quite frankly, every sport
would
do?
Would Wemby be a San Antonio Spur?
What is a San Antonio Spur?
Would Wemby be a San Antonio Spur? No, he would not be a San Antonio Spur if not for the NBA draft.
San Antonio.
The point was,
the
July,
point was baseball
July
needs
1st.
To get off their ass and do some math with some of these players and get guys signed. Like in the NBA, Juan Soto's on a team.
At midnight, July 1st.
If Major League Baseball worked like the NBA, Juan Soto would have signed his contract. Agree or disagree?
And the other top 10 free agents.
Corbin
would
Burns
all have
on a team.
Blake Snell, you know
on
where
a
he's
team.
At.
It's unbelievable. It's truly, truly amazing. Here's Major League Baseball, just molasses.
But I don't think you want to distract from your playoffs.
Playoffs are over. World Series is over.
I know
over.
Now, but they shouldn't open free agency the day the regular season ends.
NBA does it. It's like a week and a half after the finals.
Yeah, it's after the finals.
Yeah.
This is,
in
women's soccer, they're not even done with the playoffs
They're not even done with the playoffs, which is, that's actually kind of cool. But take it out. All right, fine. We're not going to do it during the World Series, obviously. But
November 10th deadline.
Yeah.
Like that free agency begins. Like how can Major League Baseball copy from the NBA to get it more like that? Where at 12:01 on July 1st, like Sham Sharani is like, here's a $300 million contract.
Here's
a $200 million.
We talked about it earlier this week. A salary cap. When there's a salary cap, and you know that every team is going to spend up to it. Guess what? There's a lot of competition for players that are free agents. You have many teams that are willing, hey, we'll offer you the max. And then seven other teams also say, we'll also offer you the max, and we'll offer you the max. So players immediately get offers because
with baseball, they're just waiting it
with
out.
With baseball, they just wait it out. Like, well, you know, Yankees could always offer more. There's no salary cap. Why would I rush to sign a deal when There's another team who could pop in and then offer me even more and more. In the NBA, you're not getting a higher contract than the one that you were offered at 12:01 on the day that free agency opened. You were offered a max contract,
yeah,
probably by multiple teams. So now you just decide which team you want to go to. In baseball, there is no max contract. So you wait and see, maybe I can get more. Maybe I can get more than that. Why would you sign when you may be cutting yourself a little bit short,
yeah,
selling yourself short by signing early?
Well, and we know that you will cut yourself short and sell yourself short if you wait as well. We've seen it. We've seen it with some of the bigger stars in baseball over the last couple of years. So it is interesting. I mean, look, it doesn't have to be the day after the World Series ends. It doesn't even have to be the week after the World Series ends. But in my opinion,
it is. Juan Soto could sign a $700 million deal today, could have signed it yesterday.
He could
have signed it on Monday,
yep,
the day he became a free agent. He's not going to, though,
yeah,
because he doesn't think that's in his best interest. For sure. And then when he doesn't sign, that slows up the process for everybody else. Because the Yankees may be offering, the Mets may be offering, but until they know if they're getting Juan Soto, they can't plan the rest of their offseason. Because your plan, if you sign Juan Soto, is completely different than the plan if you don't. Oh, all of a sudden we have another $700 million we can sign other players to. But until Juan decides, you're just in limbo.
Everyone just
waits. Nothing happens until he happens. There will be some moves from teams that aren't interested in Juan Soto and players that go, I know I'm not getting that kind of money, but a lot of it is dependent on where he goes before everybody else decides.
Now, you saw the list of teams that have already checked in on Juan Soto. Did you see the one that jumped off the page?
I did.
The Tampa Bay Rays have they've called Scott Boras to
inquire.
Doing
their due diligence.
Somebody tweeted, I have inquired about Sidney Sweeney. I mean, why not, right? Like, if they're going to inquire about him.
If you're the Tampa Bay Rays, you go, Juan Soto, we are offering you the Tampa Bay Rays.
Literally.
To play for the Tampa Bay Rays. Because we're about valued at the same as your entire contract's going to be.
Now, Juan, listen, we don't currently have a roof on our building. Not currently. We do have funding for a new stadium. It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
It is roofless, just so you know. If you're cool,
we might be playing in spring training stadiums.
We could be
for the next
on the road
years.
Playing on in spring training stadiums. We don't currently, again, have a roof on our stadium, but we really are interested in you hitting in the middle of our lineup. So just
we will
something
rebrand as the Tampa Bay Juan Sotos.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Sotos. We are just very interested in you because why wouldn't we be? That is a total gaslight to the fans, right? If you're a Rays fan, you're furious, aren't you? That they even put that out. You don't want that out there.
Oh yeah, we called on Juan Soto.
Hey, will you let them know that we actually did call Boras about Juan Soto?
Four years, $113 million. Juan, what do you think? Juan, you would be the highest paid Ray in franchise history if you take this deal. How does that sound?
Is there any scenario where Soto signs like a 5 or a 6 year deal for maybe $60 million a year and then takes another crack at it? Or like everyone's
saying 13-14 year 12, deal. 13, I don't know.
So is that really the new thing for the
Superstars?
He's
going to be 26 next year.
Jared says it's widely known that the Rays offered the most for Freddie Freeman. I did not know that. I did not remember that scene at all.
I mean, they did spend a good deal of money on Wander Franco.
You think they'd be a little more gun-shy.
Oh, they are.
They are.
I'm sure they are.
I'd never heard that. I'd never heard
that. I didn't hear that either.
No.
They made a huge offer for Freddie?
I didn't know that. Well, good for them. Was it the biggest?
How'd that work out?
Yeah, didn't. Wants to play there. That's one of those places. I'll play there if I get drafted there. I don't think I'm going to sign there unless I'm desperate for a job. They don't even have a roof now. So I don't know what you do.
I mean, the A's and the Rays both have a lot of things working against them.
They do.
Especially for these next three seasons.
It's tough, man.
After that, new stadium in Tampa, moving to Las Vegas, that will appeal to some players.
Sure.
But right now, playing in Sacramento in 115-degree weather in the summer and playing in a roofless stadium or in spring training stadiums in Florida, that's going to be a tough sell, especially for two teams that don't overpay. Like, hey, yeah, I know it's tough, but we're going to give you twice what the other teams are offering. They're not going to do that either.
Our stadium sucks, and we also don't spend money, just so you know. Welcome to Tampa.
All right, so Soto's already 27 next year. I don't think he wants to be a free agent again at 32 or 33.
Why not? So, if it's Juan Soto, like,
you're not going to get the same kind of money at 33, though, for your
AAV.
I mean, what teams want are the next 5 or 6 years of
Correct.
Juan Soto.
Correct.
That'd be great for a team. We'll pay you a ton for the next 5 years. We don't want to have to pay you for the next 8
12.
After that.
Yeah, after that.
Those are the years where Juan Soto then is overpaid and makes a bunch of money. Now, Juan Soto will be underpaid. So there's no reason you don't want to sign away your best years and then put your worst years up for grabs in 5 or 6 years. He's signing a minimum 10-year deal. Probably 13 or 14 would be my guess.
My God, man. Till he's 41. Wow.
Yeah, I would say it'll be like Xander or Manny. It's the last contract for Juan Soto.
Yep. Better be happy where you go.
Unless something weird happens and he signs like a 1 or 2
year deal.
And then, you know, 2 years.
Just a mercenary.
$120 million
Right.
And then tries again at 28.
Yeah,
but
mercenary.
I don't know why that would happen. All right, let's check traffic. Maybe we'll get to a phone call after this. All right, Adam says that the Rays offered Freddie Freeman 6 years and $140 million. What is he making with the Dodgers?
Was that like 25?
$162 million with the Dodgers, with $57 million deferred from 2028 to 2040. Dodgers really like that bit, don't they?
They do. It's working for
goodness gracious, yeah.
Working for him.
6 years, so it's really only worth 148. So if that was true, then in real dollars, like without, you know, inflation and future, then maybe the Rays did offer more than the Dodgers.
Tell our agent to look into more deferred money for our next deal. I'd like some more deferred money.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
I'd be cautious about that.
Why?
Well, I mean, you feel like the Dodgers are probably going to be good for it.
That was my first thought.
You know what? It's a good point. I'm going to want more upfront money. Now, how about a signing bonus? Yeah. Would you do that, a lump sum?
I don't think I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Over deferred, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This business?
That's fair. Yeah. All right. All right. Asked and answered. I'm glad you're here, Ben. You talked me out of it. I would have been on the phone this afternoon.
Yeah. Let's defer some money.
Yeah, they got Guggenheim.
I mean, I like the idea of knowing, like, you know, the checks will be coming for years to come, no matter what.
They have to come.
But they have to come.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, Bobby Bonilla, he was pretty sure the Mets were going to be around.
Yeah, be in business.
And they are. Yeah. And he's still making his checks every single
year.
That's right.
What's he make a year? Just a couple mil?
I think he just gets a mil every year. Another mil every year.
Yeah, Bobby Bonilla day.
Whatever it is, July 1st or whatever day that is.
Alex is the only two realistic teams competing for Soto, the Mets or the Dodgers. I think the Yankees are still very much in play. Very, very much in play.
You know, we don't believe in the Blue Jays or the Giants, some of the other teams that have reportedly reached out early.
Could you imagine him
to Juan Soto?
Could you imagine him on the Phillies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Like, actually, very easily.
Like, I think he's...
The walks and monstrous home runs to right between him and Schwarber would be...
Could you imagine? Schwarber won... Well, that's three lefties at the top.
You might have to move it around a little bit.
Schwarber won, Soto Harper. 2, Harper 3, or some variation of.
Do you really care about lefty-lefty that much if it's those lefties?
I don't think you care, man. I don't think you care. So I think I wonder if he ends up signing with some sleeper team. Everybody thinks he's going to go to one of the New York teams or LA, and he ends up signing with the Phillies.
I think there's a possibility in that. I think it's even a smaller market team, not a tiny market team, not the Rays, but we'll look at Juan Soto and go, you know what, if there's ever a player who was worth it,
let's get it.
This might be the guy who's worth it.
Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, is he worth it or is he not worth it?
Yeah.
That's the question. All right, we'll come back. We've got 1 hour to go.
I've got a play-by-play call that Woodsy's going to lose his
mind. He played this for me, but you haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet.
You're going to like it. It's coming up next. Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.